Wow, last Sunday of the year. Can you believe this? Today, probably for some, today, that this moment might be the last time you're going to see me this year. And probably just for some others too. So let's greet each other in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love you. Say it. Probably this is the last time. Say it. Not just to me, I know you love me. To others too. Just turn around, say it in the name of Jesus Christ. I love you. Give them a hug. This is the last chance to say it this year, I believe. If you are not gonna meet me, we'll meet you guys, others next tomorrow. This year has been an amazing year. And you continuously say that I love you, God loves you, continuously before end of this year. And then also, how many of you remember the resolution and plan and goal you start with this year? Only one person remember. Hello. Well, I do remember that at the beginning of this year, we had an excitement. Starting new year, starting new fresh year, new fresh life. And I do believe that even though you do not remember, you had some plan and dream for this year. And if you cannot remember, well, try to be mindful about finishing the race of your life for 2012 successfully and joyfully. You have 1.5 days still. Dog, you are the only one who remember your goals and dreams for this year. Even though you do not have a hair, you have such a great memory in here. And I am so admire you. And then there is a Pete half hair person. But I hope that we all remember something. And I hope that you're going to finish the race of this year's life with the accomplishment of your goal and dreams. Speaking of the goal and dreams, when we were at age 12, it is amazing possibility time we can tap into. According to the Erikson's psychosocial development stage, at age 12 is the year people start to dreaming and touching the impossibility with a possible attitude. Dreaming big, exploring the possibility without any fear. And also at age 12 is the year they are changing their physical body, emotion, and so many changes are happening. How many of you remember when you were 12? This is great. At least some of us have a long-term memory, not the short-term memory for this year. And those are the years that it's an amazing year. And Jesus, as a true Son of God and true Son of Man, He has the time to celebrate. And the Bible is the only time to record about His childhood is at age 12. Today, we're going to explore and revisit this amazing possibility He was tapping into through the impossibility we see in our lives. Let us hear, even though we heard that this is scriptures, stories through the reading of the, we just heard, I would like to hear that this story in a contemporary way and more relevant to our culture right now. Let us hear this story once again in many different ways. Let us see here. Story. Parents, Joseph and Mary, they took their baby boy, the kind of child, and they took him to the temple every year to celebrate the feast of the Passover. In Jewish community, the male Jews must attend the three festival in Jerusalem. First one is a festival of the Passover. Another one is a festival of a tabernacle. Another one is a festival of the Pentecost. This one is that when Jesus was traveling to the Jerusalem with the parents, it was not the first time He was traveling. Scripture said every year, at least every year, all the Jewish boys, they have to travel back to Jerusalem to celebrate these three mandate festival. If those people live within 20 miles radiance around Jerusalem, Jesus' family was not exceptional. Joseph and Mary, they upholding this culture and tradition very highly. Even though there is a possibility for, or the permission for the Mary not to attend this temple in a festival celebration, and then she attended together with the whole family. The family is important to do the things together. I do believe that during the Christmas time, you gather up the whole family, most of the you, if they are able to get together and celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ together with your family members and friends and extended family. Jesus was cultivated in this royalty in his community. They were traveling, when they are traveling to the Jerusalem, they are not just traveling their own family, immediate family. The culturally, when they're traveling together during this time, together means the whole community people involved. In Jewish people, they live together, all relatives are living right next doors. And then oftentimes this passage is read as the parents neglecting child. How come parents of Jesus not noticing that this boy was missing? After 3 days of traveling back to their hometown, they noticed that. And oftentimes, you know, this passage was interpreted in the past saying that parents are neglecting. Don't neglect your children. Joseph and Mary, they never neglected their child. And when they are traveling, they're traveling together. And whole relatives are watching over their kids together. So whole group, a bunch of folks who are traveling together, the meaning is that they are just assumed that their kids will be all their cousins and that they will hang out. And usually males will gather up themselves and women will gather up themselves and the little kids, they are following. Usually, the children and then the woman, they are traveling. This is the order. They are marching through the traveling path. So that during that time, so that he can be missed. Because Joseph just assumed that probably Jesus is with Mary. And Mary might say that probably he is with Joseph or the relatives or cousins. But when they found out that Jesus is missing in the crowd, they turn themselves and looking for him all of the place and tracing him down, trace back to their path coming from the Jerusalem. They are not a neglecting people. They are authentically caring for this amazing boy. And yet, they are the boy of theirs they consider. They pour out their hearts into it. When they are traveling back, how distressful they can feel in their journey. Lost the child right after the celebration. This end of the year, we are rethinking what happened this year. So many distressful incidents happened. The latest one in this community or in our nation is the shooting at the school. Have you thought about the parents not having their child all of a sudden? In the morning, they didn't expect that their child would not coming back home for dinner. I do have anguish heart for those parents and the community. And while we are cheerful and youthful about a lot of things, let us be mindful about those people who are under stress because of the loss, because of the loss of their loved one. This time of the year might be the one of the best time for us to be the Christ, to offer a Christ's love to those people. I remember the first year I celebrate Christmas in right after Christmas, after Christmas after my mom's passing. It was very hard. Some people say, at the time, some people told me that you are pastor, you have a strong faith. You do not need to be distressful. You do not need to be sad. You know that your mom is in the right place. You know what? Probably, back in Bible time, people said the similar things to Mary and Joseph. Oh, you said that your son is a son of God and son of man. Why you worry about them? Trust God. Does it work? We as a true human being, full of emotion and a reflection and great attachment and a love, it takes a time, even though we have a great faith in Christ. Please do not say to those people who are grieving and having a hard time during this time because of the loss of their loved one, saying that, have a faith in God, don't grieve. Just be with those people. Give them a hug. No word is needed. Thankfully, the Bible did not record that is people are telling such a story, such a command or suggestion to Mary and Joseph. They went back to temple. If you get lost, going back to original place. If you feel that you lost in the year of 2012, going back to original source of your life. And then you will find the way. You will find the things what you needed to find. When Mary and Joseph went back to the temple, they found Jesus, the person they were seeking. Desperately. He was sitting right next to the teacher and they're dialoguing. When I heard this stories in the Bible, I thought of the Sunday school. In Sunday school, teachers and students, they are sitting together. Sometimes people who have no understanding of education say that they are babysitting. They are not doing anything, but while we are worshiping, adults are doing something. In Sunday school, the kids are just sitting there doing the craft, cutting the paper and gluing together. And then some people see it that way, but it is not true. There is amazing power of a relationship and growth in wisdom happening in Sunday school. And in this church, even though we feel like we are not doing that much, but coming to church, like coming to the temple every year, regardless Jesus understood exactly what was going on when he was an infant baby or the toddlers and preschoolers and kindergarten, even though they do not know exactly how he can conceive the concept of Jesus Christ or concept of the Godship in his life, his parents continuously provided this amazing environment. If you have a kid, do you want to see the growth in wisdom of your children? Reputation is important. Trace down, create a rhythm of the Christianity, weave into your life, and your children will learn from your pattern of your life, not just by word, the word coming out of your mouth, but the pattern of your life, the rhythm of your life, they will observe and learn. And Jesus was sitting with the teacher at the temple and dialoguing together. Dialoguing about what do they talk about? About God. And then the teacher was astonished. Oftentimes, I heard how many times our teachers in Sunday school were so astonished by the answers they are getting from the kids. Do you want to hear what happened after they are learning and growing in wisdom of God like Jesus did? And then I would like to have two persons come forward in our congregation to witness how our awesome people, little persons, are growing in wisdom. And they will share the story how this church has been effective in their growth. Please come forward, Caitlin and Sarah.
Hello. Most of you know me. I'm Caitlin. So turning 12 for me was a pretty big deal, actually. I was 1 year closer to being a teenager. I was viewed as more mature, which I liked. I was no longer just 11. I was 12. It was pretty awesome. But I'm sure that Jesus probably thought something different when he turned 12. There are many important things in my life, as there still are today. There's the usual, my family and friends. But what really sticks out in my head as being really important is church. I basically grew up here, and this place is so familiar to me. I remember being in the chair of choir and wearing those bright yellow robes on Sundays. And I don't know about anybody else, but Sunday school was the best for me. And I love putting my attendance sticker up every week to show that, yes, I was there. Church has always meant the world to me. Not to sound cheesy or anything, but it's kind of like my home away from home. When I try to think back to when I turned 12, and I try to think of what my dream was, I can't really think of anything. Now, a dream can be defined as many things. It's what you imagine when you sleep, and it's also something that could happen, a possibility. But I think that the type of dream that fits here is what I wanted to happen, the possibility of what could be. So what was my dream? Well, I am in love with the show on Lifetime, reality TV show called Project Runway. And after I watch that, it makes me think of how much I really do love clothes and how much fun it would be to design them. But I also love to watch Food Network, and sometimes I think I want to cook. And sometimes I want to sing, and sometimes I imagine that I'm the first chair in the flute section of an orchestra. And then the sensible part of my brain kicks in and tells me that these things are not the most ideal for a lifestyle, and that I should pick something more realistic, like a teacher or a nurse. But it's not really what I want to do. No offense. Or anything. Dreams are supposed to let you imagine whatever you want, and you shouldn't have to change your dream for anything or anyone. Now my only challenge is to narrow down my choices. Back in October, I went with the UMW to the Women of Faith Conference in Milwaukee. At the conference, we saw Andy Andrews, Amy Grant, Brenda Warner, Patsy Claremont, Marilyn Meeberg, Mandisa, and Sandy Patty. They talked all about their life stories and all the difficulties they've been through and their dreams. I really connected with Sandy Patty's performance because she sang a medley of songs from The Sound of Music, one of my favorite movies and musicals of all time. After the conference was over, it had really changed my outlook on life. Sometimes when I have a lot of homework or I don't get enough sleep, I complain and think that I have it bad. But after the Woman of Faith event, it made me realize that some people have it far worse and that I should be thankful for everything that I have. It made me think a little bit more about my relationship with God and how He is always there. For those of you women who couldn't make it this year or didn't think that it was right for you, please attend next year, and I promise you that you won't regret it. My experience of being 12 is probably very different from Jesus' experience. Things have changed a lot since His time. Nevertheless, being 12 is great, and I hope that Jesus enjoyed it as much as I did.
And the story is awesome.
Good morning. Things that were important in my 12-year-old life were the usual, which was family and friends mostly. I was that friend who had to make sure that everyone had a smile on their face before they could take one more step in front of me. Also, being 12 was that 1 year before you were finally a teenager, which was an absolute big deal in my life. My dream when I was 12 was cooking. I want to pursue this dream because I love bringing smiles to people's faces. I love seeing people satisfied with the amazing wonder of taste that filled their mouths. I love preparing food. New ingredients and tastes that would make my taste buds have a party. Watching people have a good time around the dinner table, laughing, talking, and just having fun brought passion of food closer to me. The Woman of Faith influenced my dream. It showed me I could accomplish anything on the face of this earth with the helping hands of our Lord. Women of Faith showed me that I can accomplish dreams if I chase after them. No matter what kind of challenges or stumbles I go through while I'm on the pathway of chasing my dream, you can't give up, no matter who is with you along the way or who isn't. Also, on September 25th, my cousin Matt died, and it was a huge wake-up call for me. He had gotten diagnosed with MD, which is muscular dystrophy, an incurable disease. He got diagnosed with it when he was 8 years old, and died at the age of 32. He never complained about his disease or anything. He taught me that life is a precious gift from God, and you have to live every day to its fullest. This is what led me to my dream now, which is singing. Singing is what changed my life. I've always had a passion for music and singing ever since I was a little girl, but now I'm taking it more seriously. I love the way the lyrics pour into my heart and my brain. Music has been there for me when I was angry, sad, happy, and felt like I had no hope, when I had no faith, and I can name a million more examples of how many times music has been there for me. So my dream as a 13-year-old is to be on America's Got Talent. It's my dream to make it into the music industry. I have no plans to change my dream from now on because I love music my whole life and I want to spend my whole life doing something I love. My church family has helped me a lot. Mrs. Zimbaroff and Mrs. Wunatz have helped me so much in choir. I was afraid to sing in front of people, but now I'm not afraid anymore. Thank you to Mrs. Harrison for teaching me piano for the past 3 years, almost four. Thanks to you, I have learned to read notes, play piano, and compose my own music. Whenever somebody tells me I have a good voice at church, it makes me feel like I'm one step closer to my dream. My church family is so supportive and always happy and willing to help me make my dream possible. So thank you to all of you. I love you guys. Thank you.
Awesome. Do you see the advance of their life in pursuing the dream in the community of faith, in this church, and at their home? They, both of them talked about cooking and fellowship and have a festival. That is happening at their home. Their moms and they're cooking and inviting people for the party. They know how to have fun in Christ. For them, being Christ, being Christian is not boring. Some people out there who have no experience of fun time or fun in Christ, they were questioning. But it's that they never question. Having been around by the Christian folks is fun. They are not shy about the gospel and faith that they have in Christ. And they share who they are. They are just exploring their possible dreams with amazing, fearless energy. Jesus, at the end of the scripture said that Jesus advanced in wisdom, in age, in favor before God and men. Divine favor comes from a relationship from God, relationship with God. And a human favor comes from relationship with a human. Without having relationship with God, there is no advanced growth in a spiritual favor we are given. In order to grow in a spiritual relationship or divine favor, in order to grow in divine favor, we needed to provide the Christian environments for our youngsters and ourselves. I do not believe that everyone wants to stay where we are. I do believe that all of us wants to grow in some way, in Christian perspective, in growth, in divine favor, in human favor. That means we need to provide a Christian environment like Mary and Joseph provide a Christian environment and a spiritual environment for Joseph to learn through the pattern of their life and the rhythmic patterns that they create for their home life. This coming year, I would like to encourage all of us to be faithful to this creating pattern of life for our youngsters, our family, and our people. Divine favor comes from the relationship with God. I pray that all of us will tighten up our relationship with God so you and I can grow in God's favor. And also, I pray that all of us tighten up our relationship with others so we can grow in human favor too. God came to us in a human form, in Jesus, as an infant, and he was growing in his wisdom as a man, son of a man, in a Christian home, in a spiritual home. Let us recreate this amazing home wherever we go, so we can dream the dream. Many people say it impossible, but with a possible attitude. Dream the dream with the fearless attitude to touch the future through the youngsters around us. Let us go back to our fearless dream we had when we had when we were 12 years old. Let us not think about all the challenges, but is a focus on the dream God given to us in our lives. Let us dream big and fearlessly, like Jesus at 12. In Christ's name, amen.